Hey everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B, member FDIC.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Decorations are on by the fire. 617-779-0985, telephone number. Hardy, the fellas at Crack X wanted me to let you know they say hello.
Oh, the Crack X guys.
Had them over the house this weekend.
Fix that crack.
Oh, they filled up the cracks like you wouldn't believe, though.
That's what they're for.
Looks great.
It is pretty amazing, though. Like, if you've got, really like, is. An issue in the basement, like, it's not like it takes them, like, 3 days either. Like,
no, I couldn't believe how much work they got done in 4 hours.
And I'm like, that's it? They're like, that's
like done?
It? I'm like, that's going to fix it. That's going to fix it. Really? Really? Okay. Does.
What, do they just come out with that stuff that's and just
I don't
spray
know.
It?
That's a process.
I'm not about to give away their process, though. But let's just
proprietary say, secrets.
Let's just say minimally invasive, right?
Yeah.
They're not down there busting stuff up, and it's like, no, it's magic. It's physics. It's science. I don't know.
It's great.
Yeah, good.
Good for them. Figuring stuff out.
You got a leaky basement in that new house of yours, Beetle.
We got it squared away, though.
Well.
There's need some insulation, too. Huh?
That's what you get when you go cheap. That kind of money on a house, there's bound to be problems.
Sure does.
Yeah. Doing my best Tom Hanks over here, Hardy. What can I say?
You got Curly coming over? Don't forget to meet the permit guy.
617-779-0985, the phone number. How about old friend Kyrie Irving? Mm. Not talking to the media, number one. Issuing statements, which he has now been fined for. I think he got hit for $25,000 last week.
Huh.
Does that seem worth it to you for $25,000 to not speak to the media? That does not seem worth it to me.
No,
I'd rather
such
keep
a
my 25,000.
Like, yeah, you would think a thinker like him, and just the guy's so aware of things in life, and you know the way life operates. That 25,000 could go to something to really put it to good use.
He will not look. You cannot make him a pawn, not even for $25,000. That's what he said. He will not be a pawn.
No. He said he's not going to speak to pawns.
Kings, oh, that's when, right. Thank you.
He called the members of the media the pawns.
It's right. It's sort of like when you're a king, you don't speak. You don't hang out with pawns.
Someone's been watching Queen's Gambit. I don't know.
So here's what he had to say on Instagram Live. He was on it along with Kevin Durant.
I just want to be able to just, in my past life, like I said, I was you. What you are now, that's what I'm up here. Same mentality. I'm getting to a spot. I'm raising up. I'm getting to a bucket. My footwork is impeccable. I have length. I'm able to shoot over top. Hold the follow through, and I don't see people. Do you not feel the same way?
I do sometimes, but I'm just saying I don't think that's good for the continuity of our offense if our point guard always want to be at underneath the rim. You know what I'm saying?
You know what? That can come off. That can come off.
You get what I mean?
I do. You're right. That can come off like I'm trying to implement myself. Just okay. So what about
implement?
So what about 7 post ups instead of 8?
I mean, we negotiated. I thought we was going to do 2.5 post ups a game. The half one is like I throw you the ball in the post and you just throw it right back out to me.
No, but I'm also saying I feel like every play down I have a mismatch, no matter who's in front of me. So I think that that mentality mixed with having that post guard is a great balance, you know, for our squad, for our offense.
Yeah, we're going to see, though.
I think I know my post-ups are negotiable, but I think 4.5 works, like 8.
We'll see.
Is Kyrie being serious?
No, I think they're
having fun.
I think
Jesus,
they're joking around. They're
jacking around.
Here's what bothers me the most about it. Is he wrong?
The actual content and what they're actually talking about. No, they're not wrong. It's probably been talked about with them.
That's why I always felt watching.
Hey, dude, I better average 32. You know what I mean? I ain't coming down. I ain't gonna go there and play with you if I ain't average.
Well, that's
32.
What I always felt watching Kyrie though. It's like, man, pretty much doesn't matter who's guarding him.
I'm telling you, I'm putting it
up. He can get to the rim.
He's got length.
He can post up. It doesn't matter who it is. Every time down the court, it's probably a mismatch. I like Kyrie's chances in virtually every matchup that he puts himself in.
Yep.
But I also see this. I'm like, you know what? It's probably not the worst idea that he's not speaking to the media. And that might work out well for him.
Right.
Because he's just going
to
get himself.
Do you want that guy to waste your time as a media member?
Yes, I do. I wanted to waste our time. Yes. Yes, I do. As someone who covers the team, as anyone who covers the team would tell you, they want the guys to talk, even if they're not giving, you know, quality answers.
No.
Yes. So but honestly, I listen to them. I'm like, is he joking or not? I know that Kevin Durant's like, oh, okay, like sort of brushing him off, but I honestly don't know when I hear him talk. Like, is this for real?
Doesn't Kyrie seem like one of the guys that would actually enjoy the Zoom format where most people can't stand it because you can't get the one-on-one interaction with the players, you can't develop relationships, you know, you can't develop your little, you know, little information alleys that you get back door. You can't do any of that on Zoom.
Oh, I picture him. Taking a long, long time for the backdrop, the setup, what's on each shelf behind him, all that stuff.
I disagree. It's like after the game, he'll make you sit there for an hour and a half. It's like, you know, sort of like how you sit there and you wait for Cam. Like, come on, when's he coming out? What are they doing? How long does it take to shower? Like, we're at the 120 mark, right, Hardy? You guys are sitting there doing the post-game.
Well, I'm sitting there for 2 hours regardless.
On a road game, bus horns go 63 minutes after the game.
It doesn't even affect me anymore. I don't care.
So you think he was screwing around? I think Durant's like, wow, this guy's out of his mind. No, I'm just going to
totally
eye roll him
around
the whole time.
Totally
they've had nothing
around
to do but talk, though.
They're jacking around.
You know, ever since they joined forces. Yeah, I got to believe they've developed enough of a rapport at this point where they're doing a very dry, sarcastic humor.
You think they're putting out private content that now we're going to make public? No, they're jacking around. They're messing with people. And people are eating it up. And they're sitting there laughing.
Man, you love Kyrie.
I love superstars, yes.
You love Kyrie.
I like superstars.
Thank God they have a former player that's a coach now.
What did Hardy just say? Every time he goes down to court, he's got the matchup. You'd like him in every favorable match.
I guess, unless
it's Marcus Smart, right?
How did the matchups in that Bucks series a couple years ago?
Not good. Not good. First series was pretty good, though, right? First game?
Yeah, game one, then they lost four in a row.
I was wrong on Kyrie, okay? I want him back here, and it turns out the team was better without him. And so, you know,
would you take him back?
I'll take that.
Would you take a healthy Kyrie back?
But you can't. You,
I would.
Can you imagine being Brad Stevens and dealing with that every day?
No, I can't. I can't. I get it. But how do you question his talent? How do you question, like, the raw ability of the player? How?
No, yeah, you don't. I'm not saying that. I'm not talking about the raw ability. I'm talking about him. Maniac.
He's insufferable.
Yeah.
I'm not going to argue at that point, but
I'd rather him just like not talk, go play this year. I'd have no problem.
Why do I get the feeling he's going to be the butt of a lot of the Steve Nash and to Kevin Durant and those the players, their jokes? He's going to be the butt of their jokes. He'd go out there and play, but when he tries to say, you know, I think I should post up 4 times per half.
I probably should.
I think that comment by Durant, your team to score?
I don't know that he's wrong.
I think that comment by Durant's perfect. No, yeah. Well, how about 2.5 times?
No, 2.5.
And half a time is me throwing the ball to you and you throwing it right back to
me.
Yeah, we negotiated.
That counts
as a half a time.
I'll give you 2.5. I'm probably only going to give you 2, but just give me the ball. That's the way I took that.
I just think about the other players on the team that are still. I know they may not be, you know, there's 2 levels of player in the NBA.
Sure.
Top level guys, like their own separate union. But the rest of the guys on the roster are still professional basketball players who hear that and say, what does this idiot want to do? What does Kyrie want to do?
Yeah.
What are we doing here then? Like, what's the point of this? Where Kyrie just
decides miserable to coach.
He's going to do whatever the hell he wants to do, and the rest of us just have to play along. Like, that might be part of the problem, too. That at the end of the day, his teammates are like, yeah, what's this guy's deal? 617-779-0985 is the telephone number if you want to jump on board. We're happy to talk about the path, talk about the Patriots quarterback situation. Yesterday was a good day for the path. Sounds of Sunday coming up later this hour at 12:50.
Hey, everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. Member FDIC.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so
delightful. Oh, it's been too long since we've talked to this guy. Far too long. A friend of the show, for sure. That would be WBZ's chief meteorologist, Eric Fischer, who joins us now on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. E. Fish, what's going on?
Good afternoon. How you doing, guys?
Hi, Eric.
Doing great.
I mean, I think we're probably doing better than you are right now. If I had to take a guess.
This is game time. I like how you guys really get into it. Got the Christmas tunes going today, feeling the snow vibe, first storm of the season, or at least good-sized storm of the season.
What do some of these other newscasts, Eric, get upset like when we get after them? Yeah.
What's that?
You're pretty honest with us, like the totals, and you usually nail all the storms, but when we get after these other, well, basically me. I'm the one who's critical of the shocking headline. We got a storm of the century out when it's really like a 3-incher and like they kind of missed the ball on that one.
Oh,
why do they get so upset?
The way of the world these days, right? Everything's got to be big. It's got to be the biggest thing you ever seen. It's got to be epic, unprecedented. But we know we've been through some storms here. We've seen all sorts of weather. So I don't know. We try to find the right balance. Try to treat each storm a little differently and take it as they come.
Jim told me to go look at the replies. You tweeted out a short time ago you were coming on with us. And someone replied, yeah, the one team we all root against, I think that's meteorologists. There's also someone saying nobody wants you and your awful forecasting and playing down risk.
Oh, my God.
Just the response.
That's so nice.
Like the hate for your profession right now is through the roof. So here's what my question is about this impending potential storm on Thursday. And that is, are meteorologists downplaying, or not downplaying, but are you holding out on totals because of previous criticism? That's what I'm seeking to find out.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
If there was going to be a big storm coming, do you think that most people who are in the business of, you know, being in the media would play it down as much as possible,
put it out there, and play it
even, or escalate it a little bit?
Oh, yep. I would say escalate. It's always good for business.
He's right. If we ever got an injury update or something, and we know something, we're putting it out there, and it's worse than people think. Yep.
All right, so everyone has a different style, right? I mean, there's people out there who will always find the worst-case situation, or the best case, depends on your perspective, I guess, for a snowstorm. Some are going to take the lower end. Some are going to play it down the middle. I don't know. So everyone has their own reputation. I think that I try to play it down the middle as much as possible. I like to try to tell people, this is how it's going to be. You've seen bigger or you've seen smaller. You're going to end up seeing something that's a high impact or lower impact. And I try to stay right down the middle. Now, there are people who are really into the snow, and believe it or not, that makes them really angry. If you don't tell someone that it is going to be a biblical amount of snowfall and a huge storm, then people want more. There's definitely that crowd out there.
So right. When will we know? When are you going to have the totals? Do you know? Do you know
today.
When that?
Today.
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 Yeah.
Okay.
So usually, all right, so here's the standard schedule goes like this. A storm you can see about a week out. So we've been talking about this since the day it ended up on the 7-day last week. But people need the details, right? You need to know exactly how much snow, where's the line, where's the mixing, what's the timetable?
Yeah.
And those details never really come into focus until a couple days out. So now we're a little more than 2 days out. So this afternoon, we'll have our snow map.
Why do I always get screwed in the Rentham area? He's like, I'm right on that line.
So claims to be in something called the honeypot.
The honeypot, yeah, where if you say 6, I get 9. If you say 10, I get 15. It happens that way all the time.
I don't know. I'm liking Southeast Mass, right, with this storm, so I got to say. We're going to be in a sweet spot for some real heavy snow bands, all I think, especially south of the Mass Pike. So you're going to get those snow blowers fired up.
All right. Nice. Are you a fan of the term jackpot? Because that one we got back in March, where I am in Canton, we were in the jackpot zone. How does that happen? Like, one town gets like, I think we got like 16 inches of snow back in March, where everyone else was like
maybe a crappy
like
road removal.
8 or 9. It's got nothing to do with getting it off the roads, jackass. We're the jackpot.
What do you think they're going to measure it at?
How does that happen, Eric?
There's always a jackpot zone. So usually in a stronger nor'easter, you're going to get a couple bands. So there's going to be a couple of bands where it's snowing like crazy, 2-3 inches an hour, and it stacks up, and you're going to see your bigger totals. But usually on the sides of those bands is where you get areas that get much less than expected, because if there's rising air creating those heavy bands of snow, there's got to be sinking air somewhere on the other side of it. And so you get these stripes where towns get a ton. So even this last storm that we had, a little more than a week ago, right, we had some towns that got a foot of snow, and then you could literally be in the same town and have 2 inches. So you, and it's just the nature of weather. With snow in particular, it's not always a blanket. Everyone sees the same thing.
Mm-hmm. How's the weekend looking, Eric?
Chilly. It looks chilly but dry this weekend. Good. Okay. We'll get a little breather. But there's one more storm between this one and Christmas. And so as we head into next week, we're going to see how that takes shape and if that's snow or rain, and that will dictate whether or not we have a white Christmas this year.
Well, that was the other thing. So we're going to get this snow Wednesday into Thursday? Is that it? Like Thursday during
Wednesday
the day?
Night into Thursday.
Okay. And then we're not going to get like a big melt on Friday and Saturday.
No. This snow's going to be sticking around.
Oh, and so we're going to have a white Christmas then.
This is going to last until Christmas for a lot of towns, unless that next storm system ends up being a warmer one with some rain. So we're going to have to see how next week's thing comes together, and that will be the deciding factor.
So the warmer, wetter one will melt the snow then.
So I know you haven't.
This storm is going to be way colder than the last one. So the snow that falls looks like it's going to be fluffy, light, and it's definitely going to be in the 20s instead of right around freezing like we have in a lot of
times. That's good, though. That's fluffy and light.
That's good. That's good news.
Would it be safe for me to drive?
Power outage snow. That's not like break your back snow when you're trying to shovel out there. This will be the good stuff.
Okay. Get a snow blower out. Yeah. Fine.
I like that.
Leaf blower.
That's a positive right there.
Should I drive in to work on Thursday or should I work from home?
Thursday morning was pretty sketchy. I think we're still going to be looking at some heavier snow around and some pretty gusty winds, the blowing and drifting, if you will, on Thursday morning. So it's going to be rough out there. The
dangerous.
Commutes aren't what they used to be these days, but for anyone trying to travel, Thursday morning looks like it'd be pretty tough.
Well, that'd be a tough one.
So I know you're not putting out your snow map yet or your totals, but what's your gut telling you here? What's your weatherman gut saying? Big one, small one? What do we have?
We've definitely got foot plus potential.
Oh, right.
This could be way bigger than something we saw last winter or the winter before that. Part of that is because it's cold. So when you have colder air, you have a higher ratio snow, a fluffier snow that adds up way more easily than what we had, say, with that last nor'easter. It was really wet, heavy stuff.
So how much snow that band sets up
is still in question, but we've definitely got a chance of over a foot in the area.
Okay.
Wow. So first snow day for the kids.
Yeah.
No
school. How much snow do we need to wipe out the drought, Eric? I know you guys are talking about this quite a bit lately. What do we need?
I'm off the drought train at this point. We still have, rainfall deficits for the year, but in terms of drought conditions, it's the winter now. It's not the growing season. So we're really just looking to fill up the reservoirs and the lakes a little bit. But after all the rainstorms that we had over the last few weeks, a lot of the significant drought has been erased in the area. So we've made a ton of progress there.
Okay, we like that. And how's your long-term winter forecast looking? We're getting a lot of snow this year, a little bit of snow. What do we got?
So I know you're big fans of the El Nino, right?
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
This year is the opposite. It's the cousin, if you will. It's La Nina. And usually in the La Nina winters, your best chance of snow and cold comes in the beginning. It comes in December to early January, and then it gets progressively milder later in January and February. So that was kind of our winter outlook this year, that it was going to end up being warmer than average and probably less snow than average, but that the best chance of your snowfall was going to come early in the winter season. So far we're following that script. We'll see if it keeps going into January and February.
Excellent.
All right, then.
We appreciate you taking the time with us. Always do.
Hey, it's been too long, guys. We got to do this.
It has.
I know. We got to get you on in a big storm. We got any chance of a Bombo Genesis event this year, Eric? All these great meteorologists. Yeah. What?
Is there any other news?
We had the Bombo Genesis. Today's actually will be just too late for us. So this is going to explode off to our east and head up toward Newfoundland. and be a big storm there. The next one is actually not a strong storm, which is interesting. It's going to produce a good amount of snowfall, but it's not going to be one of those ones that really goes crazy, 70-mile-per-hour winds, huge crashing waves. It'll be a little weaker, but you don't need the big storms to produce a lot of snow.
Okay. All right. Eric, great to talk to you. It's been too long. I'm glad we could connect today.
All right, that's Snow Map, 5 o'clock WBZ. I'll make sure to have one for everybody.
WBZ TV, right. Channel 4, Eric Fisher, chief meteorologist. He's got all your data coming today.
See you, Fish.
Today, Eric.
All right, thanks, guys. We'll talk
soon.
See
you. Eric Fisher.
I want to ask him if he's
Dealers Expert Online.
Which newscast did they put on? We're in the newsroom, the eye roll, the other ones. He wouldn't say. He's too nice a guy.
What do you want to know? You wanted to talk crap about somebody?
Yeah. You know, there's like, it's like,
you incite that.
No, it's like the Anchorman. Like, you guys love the movie Anchorman, right? There's rivalries, man.
Yeah, it's not a documentary.
I know that, but like, there's that back and forth. We used to do shows where someone would come on and blow bell and throw his papers up in the air because this guy.
Zoe loves people that are at each other's throats.
Lil Bell taught me that, yeah.
Taught you what?
Taught you what? Hate people?
No.
Crap?
I know I don't hate people. Stop. I just think it's funny when people go, that's all. Fight. Newsroom fight. Hook's going to be the first one. My favorite guy out on the roads is Hook. Because he's got the balls to drive in this thing with that old Explorer that he has to drive.
Yeah.
You're lucky that thing runs. And now he's out there even making it tougher in the snow. You guys want a good story from yesterday? I ran out of gas.
You ran out of gas?
About a quarter of
on
a
your
mile
birthday?
From, a quarter of a mile from my house. Yeah.
Why don't you just fill up your gas tank?
I did. I had it first time I ever filled it up, really, was like a week ago. And never looked down on the way home. And
so if you don't get gas every day, you screw up and let it run out?
No, Jim. I usually look down and say, okay, I'm empty. Or I get the indicator, comes on, ding, 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 every time you come in. I just plowed right through
it. But you've got
just ignored it.
You were in your Tahoe?
Yes.
Doesn't it tell you like all the time when you have low gas?
40, 50, yep. Under 50, even low, ding,
and
ding,
it's just
ding,
like
ding.
All the time.
Yes.
All the time. It won't let
yep.
you.
To the gallon. Yes. Yep.
Yep. So what'd you do?
I had to walk home, get the cans, and bring a car back.
Oh, my God.
And then as I'm walking, I'm getting the text, where are you? Why aren't you back yet? Fully loaded car with people. Yes. Came down a hill, drifted right into Joe's Rock right there, right by the house. It's a long walk up that hill. A sucking wind. Jesus.
Cool. Ran out
nice
of gas.
Nice day for a walk. Yeah. That hasn't happened in a long time.
No kidding. It's like impossible now.
Oh, God. All right. Don't go anywhere. Hardy has our headline. Sound of Sunday coming up in 20 minutes.
Hey, everyone. It's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. Still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B, member FDIC.
Now,
if you want to get weird sometimes together.
Zolak and Bertrand.
Back then, you knew not to touch it.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I have no clue.
It's Aretha Franklin.
Aretha Franklin what?
Oh, Christmas Tree.
Jeez, that's a long intro there.
Oh, Christmas Tree.
Nah, I'm not a fan.
I'm not a fan either.
Sounds like, you know what? Sounds like a Disney princess singing it to you.
Can you play the next one in the playlist? Maybe we start that
spoonful
over.
Spoonful of medicine helps the medicine go down. Spoonful of sugar helps the medicine go down.
I don't know if you're going to like this one either. Off the same album. Extreme.
This is terrible too.
This is awful. This makes me want to not buy anything.
Christmas Louth is failing us.
Listen,
today.
A Very Special Christmas was a good
album. What did I tell you?
A Very Special Christmas 2.
I told you about the classics. Just play the classics. I don't need NSYNC or any of these clowns.
Nope.
What is this?
I don't know, man.
I tell you what. I do give the listening public credit and people. They learn from their Pentatonics mistake. They haven't been shoving that down our throat. When's the last time you got in a car or you turned on a show or some special? They're nowhere around. One and done.
Do you think they're dead? You know, they're just as...
One and done.
They were fad?
Fad. One and done. Not impressed.
We should be getting David Bowie and Bing Crosby at least once a show for the rest of the week.
Or the original drummer.
Always on board with that.
Right?
Right.
I even have a go at, well, at Christmas. It's pretty little thing.
I'd even take the Bob Sosie Heat Miser song.
I mean, I don't know that the audio of that does it justice, though. I don't.
The video, the accompanying video is...
The video is really what sells that.
Right. Which one?
When David Bowie shows up, or when...
He's haunted.
Who shows up at whose house? Bowie shows up
Bowie
at Bing
Crosby's.
Bowie
shows up at Bing. Bing ain't going to his house.
Right.
Bing freaking Crosby. You come to my house, pal. It'd be like Sinatra and the rest of the Rat Pack. Like, Sinatra's not...
We talk about this every year, but you know that Bing Crosby passed away shortly thereafter.
Yeah.
And they debated whether or not to air that on TV because Bing had died.
Oh, it was a whole, like, Bing Crosby Christmas special, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And I guess, I think Bowie did it because his mom was a big fan of Bing Crosby. I think that was why. I think that was the story.
He wasn't a big fan, right?
We talk about it every year, but they showed up to do Little Drummer Boy, and they're both like, this song kind of sucks. Can we do something else to it? And they wrote the whole, like, additional part of it while they were at lunch and came back and recorded it.
Yeah. And Mick Jagger was waiting in the car for him the entire time.
Well, they had their Dancing in the Street video. They had to go shoot later that day.
Who knows what the hell was happening in the shadows of that video.
That was creepy.
I think we know. They're having
creepy.
A good time. They're mixing it up a little bit.
Also, his hands are in his pockets.
Also, one of the best shreds of all time. You want to talk about some good shreds, the fake audio that you lay on top of the video? The one for that video. Have you seen it, Beatle?
No, I have not.
You haven't seen the shred of Dancing in the Street?
I have not seen the Dancing in the Street shred.
Stop whatever you're doing. Next break, you have to
look
at it.
Next break, I will watch it.
Yes.
Right now, I'm going to talk to Spencer and Quincy. Spencer.
Hey, guys. How you doing? Just wanted to give a quick call about Cam and Sim situation. The minute the Pats got rid of Garoppolo, we should have been game planning for this day, this season, for so long, and now we're dealing with the consequences. Signing Cam Newton seemed like a panic move. We wouldn't even have tanked if we started Stidham. This whole situation just could have been avoided. And now the Bills and the Dolphins are getting a lot better, and they're competing with these good teams, and we're sort of stuck in mediocrity. That's what I got. Thank you.
I think the problem was once they got past Jimmy and moved Jimmy, you know, Tom made the comments, I want to play till I'm 45, and they didn't see any real decrease in his play, and they probably just took him at his word. Like, oh, he's going to be here another 3 years. We'll just keep doing what we do. We'll pay him 25.
So why not lock him up?
That's my point.
And I put that on ownership more than I do Bill Belichick, because Bill probably didn't want to do it anyway.
What if Bill would have walked?
That would have taken some sort of heavy-handed move from ownership to say, again, not at the end, not this past offseason. I'm talking 2 years ago.
Oh, my God.
Like, okay, Tom, here's your loyalty, but now this goes both ways. Let's sit down and hammer out a deal.
Well, it's after the Philly Super Bowl when he wanted to leave. That's like the one, like, no, you're not leaving. Well, let's lock you up here. That's what he should have done.
And delay this day, the day we are at right now.
Right.
You know, what would have been the harm in Tom Brady still being the quarterback right now? Bill Belichick has not made a good case for having moved on from Tom Brady. Hasn't done it yet.
It's the same exact offense you had last year. Like, same pieces.
Yes, with a quarterback you drafted in the, what round was Stidham? Fifth?
Fourth.
Fifth or fourth round, with a fourth round draft pick who started the year as your third string guy and a broken down, aging veteran who you hoped for more from but didn't get.
Yep.
Like that was the plan, Bill? This is why you wanted to move on from Tom? I know you don't trust guys in their mid-40s. I get that, but you couldn't come up with anything better over the last two-plus years? That is aggravating. That should be aggravating for Patriots fans right now.
Yeah.
Like, what the hell was the plan here? Doesn't seem like there was one. Sounds of Sunday are coming up next. I'm going to go watch that shred.
Hey everyone, it's Felger here. Now, you know the Sports Hub is the place to go for everything Boston sports. Well, I'd like to introduce you to another hub, the new business hub from Cambridge Savings Bank. It's your one-stop shop for articles, tools, resources, and banking solutions that can help you start, manage, and grow your small business. It's just the latest way CSB is supporting small businesses. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's H-U-B. They're a member FDIC.
It drives you crazy.
Zolak and Bertrand get into it.
Everybody's in on it.
In the middle of the day.
I feel like I've been ranting about this for 10 years.
And now, you can get Zolak and Bertrand on the radio.com app.
Good job, Joe.
Joe? Who's Joe?
Am I Joe? Did I say Joe?
I think you said Joe.
Sounds of Sunday and some Saturday.
We have two other Christmas versions of the Sounds of Sunday song, but I think we're going to get to them in takeaways today.
You probably just, you couldn't wait to do that song.
I sing it to myself.
I bet you did.
I was after.
You didn't even need to like practice it.
No.
Yeah.
I sing that version to myself walking around the house now. Add some Saturday too. All right.
See, that's great. So people on Cameo want you to direct them to the links of all your musical productions.
There was one. There it is. Yeah. All right, gentlemen. We can take as much time as we want of these. Obviously, a lot of our Sounds of Sunday tend to be from Patriots games, right?
Oh, yeah.
So we didn't have Patriots game right yesterday, so we can take our time on these, all right?
So how'd you spend your day?
Yesterday?
No, yeah.
Oh, got some sleep and watched some football.
It's walking back home after he ran out of gas.
And then ran out of gas to top it off. You want to talk about, like, you know, when you think of that one movie or one of some of the movies, how it ends, like when you're leaving Vegas and you're just walking through the desert and your car runs out of gas and you just start walking. I felt like Clark Griswold yesterday.
All right, we're going to start with actually a sound of Saturday. LSU beat Florida. Help from a penalty.
Football goal. What a finish in that one.
For throwing a shoe. I've seen a long breakdown of this. I should send out the link. Clyde Sims sent me a breakdown. It's one of the funniest things I've seen online in a long time. But Ed Orgeron was asked about it after the
yes
game.
What's that emotion like on the sideline when you're probably about to punt and then a guy throws a shoe?
I was happy, to be honest with you. Maybe some people were disappointed, you know, that didn't happen. I don't know. But, I can't talk for them, but it was a penalty. Obviously, I know Coach Mullen didn't want that guy to do that, and it was a break. We needed a break, and we got a break.
Scooter.
Just kind of to follow up on that.
I'm sorry. Is this reporter's name Scooter?
Skeeter.
Skeeter, you want to go ahead and ask a question to Coach?
Skeeter.
Just kind of to follow up on that question. Have you ever won a game because an opponent threw a shoe?
No. I don't think I've ever been in a game where an opponent threw the shoe, to be honest with you. I think it was a great job by Stringfellow of loosening up that shoe before the play. You know?
Did you see it when it happened?
No, I did not. I just saw three flags on the ground, and I was happy.
Three what on the ground?
Flags.
What did he say?
Flags.
Dump button.
Flags.
That did sound like
sorry.
Flags.
Yes,
what'd
well,
you see on the ground there, Coach?
I have an excellent hearing.
Three cigarettes.
Don't be doing that.
I saw somebody throwing crawdad at one.
Shoes for your feet.
Well, it'd be a God's gift to have your kid get recruited by this guy and to have him come and sit down in your living room. Tell mom and dad why I want to take a boy to school with me.
Let's go to Cardinals radio. Kyler Murray, touchdown pass. Here we go.
Play clock down to three. Cliff's going to have to call another timeout here.
Nope, they get it away. Snap to Murray. Backing up, in trouble, throws it back in the end zone. Arnold jumps up into the air and catches it for a touchdown. There are four Giants in the area. It looked like Murray might be just throwing that ball away. But Arnold, up into the air, grabbed it for a touchdown.
When pigs fly, baby, throw the pig into the air against a blitz by the Giants. Dan Arnold in the back of the end zone, and Kyler Murray just flicked the pig into the air, and it flew and came down in the arms of Dan Arnold.
He lost his fastball there.
Well, pigs fly.
That's terrible. What is that?
Well, pig skin, you know, when pigs fly.
See, that's too, like, I'm going to think about what I'm going to say instead of just saying it.
But all he did was say, in all that talking, all he said was he threw a touchdown.
Oh, blitz. Yeah, they never worked in the blitz. All right, let's go to Bears radio here.
That's awful.
T-Bone has already figured out the beginning of this call. Okay. I've heard it. I have no idea what they're saying. T-Bone has deciphered it. Okay? First play of the game.
Hello.
Hello.
I don't think that was me, by the way. It's a long touchdown run by David Montgomery. Mm-hmm. All right? Okay. But what happens at the beginning? Listen.
Leno, White, Air, Mustafa, Bars, and Effetti for the third consecutive week as Mitch.
Are those names?
I don't know what that was.
Leno, White, Air, Mustafa, Bars, and Effetti for the third consecutive week as Mitch.
A very version.
A bearish.
Something about confetti. Myers a buyer. He's a buyer.
Serene Branson at the Grammys. Serene.
Leno, White, Air, Mustafa, Bars, and Effetti for the third consecutive week is.
What do you like on your hot dog? Yeah. Mustard?
What is he saying, Tom?
Maroon Charles Leno, Cody Whitehair, Sam Mustafa, Alex Bars, and German Effetti.
What, you're just going to name Effetti. The entire?
That's the offensive line.
Well, so he's giving the starters?
Yep. It's the offensive line.
Oh, okay.
Leno, White, Air, Mustafa, Bars, and Effetti for the third consecutive week as Mitch Trubisky goes in with shotgun, drags a receiver in motion to the right, out of the gun, he sticks it in the belly.
Why would you rush all those names as it's in formation getting ready to be snapped?
I don't know. They screwed up the timing of the first play. I don't know.
That's a bad producer.
Though. I don't know.
Montgomery and Crack turns into a Kenyon out to the outside left. At the 40, 45 to the 50. Nobody's going to get him. 20, 15, 10, 5. Skipping into the end zone. David Montgomery. A first snap, 80-yard gallop for 6. And the Bears lead the Texans on their first snap of the game offensively.
Good thing you get those names in.
But did you miss anything in the ensuing calls? All right, you're hung up on that. We have to move on.
Play-by-play guy.
We got to get over that, by the way. Bears won that game in a rout.
Yeah, they did. Chargers radio, this is the end of the first half.
So no timeouts left on a 3rd and 1. Interesting play call here, DJ. I assume they go for the touchdown. 22 seconds. Don't know if you have enough time to rush your field goal unit out there. And it is a run play, and Ballage is going to get near the first down, and I don't know what they're doing. We got 16 seconds to go. And they are saying 4th down. They better hurry and get out there. And they're saying get out there. They're not going to have enough time. They can't spike it. It wasn't a 1st down.
Oh, my gosh.
This isn't going to get off. The offense wasn't ready to get off the field. So there is no way this thing is going to get off. They are going to run out of time. And they say it is going to be a false start on the Chargers or 12 men on the field. But with the runoff, they have no timeouts left. And I just do not understand the play call there. That is the one thing you cannot do.
Anthony Lynn and Shane Steichen having an intense conversation there.
Inexplicable. You cannot call that play with that amount of time left. So the Chargers get nothing.
Does the Spanos family still own them? I think so, right? Correct?
Yes, they do.
You tell me how this clown is not fired yet. How does he still have a head coaching job in the National Football
League? Well, based on what was just described there, there was a...
I saw it.
The head coach disagreed with what had just happened on the field.
So he didn't want the kicking team to run on, but yet he's the head coach.
No, I think he's having a discussion about what they called on 3rd and 1.
Does he have a headset on when the play's being called?
I wonder these things, Jim.
I don't know, Jim.
Wonder that about
because he stares
the Jets
at his
a week
hand.
Ago with the call at the end of the game defensively.
He's an offensive coach.
We should wonder the same about this.
He came from the offensive side of the ball. He's a running backs coach. He's not a defensive coach.
This is it's embarrassing.
I don't know if he's not paying attention to the play calling, but
I know he's not paying attention.
Yeah, that's it. That's your answer.
Finally today, Dan Bailey missed 4 kicks for the Vikings yesterday.
Yes, he did.
So this is leading up to the fourth. So he's already missed three kicks. So we're going to hear the lead up to his last attempt and during and the after.
Paul Allen. Shotgun, facing a blitz, fakes a handoff. Uh-huh. He's hit and he dropped it and Kirk fell on it at the 20. It's an 11-yard loss. There's nothing number eight can do about that.
Well, there's need to be some type of awareness as to know that.
Are you kidding me?
There's,
come on,
Paul. If you know that you're going to get pressured like that,
well, then you don't go play action.
Pick him up.
Third and goal from the 20, trailing 23-14. Empty backfield, 4-man rush. Kirk is hit and sacked again. And Ndamukong Suh finished what Shaquille Barrett started. Man, we had a first and goal at the 9. We just lost 19 yards in sacks.
You got Bailey coming out, and
yeah,
you know, he can. You make this field goal, Paul, it's a one touchdown game.
It's a 46-yard try for Dan Bailey, who is 12 of 17 on field goals this season. He's missed two today. Snap spot. Dan Bailey missed it to the right. He's 0 of 3 on field goals.
Wow.
He's missed all four kicks today. 9 minutes to go in the game. 23-14 Buccaneers on the Sleep Number scoreboard and KFAN Minnesota Vikings Radio Network, driven by Polaris.
Paul Allen. Paul Allen doesn't need a color guy. He'll tell him what to do.
Nothing good.
Anybody knows that? The pressure can't handle the pressure.
Oh, come on. What are you talking about?
Talking about color guy.
Shut up.
I'll tell you what he did.
Are you? What did he say? Are you kidding me?
Are you kidding me?
Right. Right.
Yeah. First and goal from the 9. He leaves 19. Oh, that's all right. You're going
to Bob ever talk back to Zoe like that?
No. But I anxiously await the day that it happens.
I want to hear Bob read that at the end of every commercial.
What, the Sleep Number scoreboard?
9 minutes to go in the game. 23-14 Buccaneers on the Sleep Number scoreboard and KFAN Minnesota Vikings Radio Network, driven by Polaris.
Oh my God.
Got a Sleep Number. We got Polaris. Any other sponsors you want to work in?
We're going to sell the beginning part of going to break and the end part of going to break.
Wow.
That's it for Sounds of Sunday, gentlemen.
Wow. Thank you, Hardy.
Good job.
Thank you, Tebow. Jim.
Thank you, T-Bone.
Hey, everyone, it's Felger here for Cambridge Savings Bank, my official bank. Listen, small businesses are so important to our communities. That's why I'm excited to share CSB's new business hub with articles, tools, and resources to help you start, manage, and grow your small business. You still have questions? Just fill out the contact form on the site to get in touch directly with the small business team. Check it out at cambridgesavings.com/hub. That's HUB. Member FDIC.